we celebrate this festive season, may you find time for rest, time for gratitude, and time for the people who matter the most to you. From all of us, Sasitambi, Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2026. Let's keep going.
It's 8 a.m. on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good morning. The headline. Sinometals tailings dam failure impact assessment findings to be unveiled today. Sakwiba Sikota condemns blocking of lawyers at DEC offices during questioning of Archbishop Banda. And in Global News, Venezuela swears in interim president after defiant Maduro pleads not guilty in U.S. court. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Applied Science and Technology Associates, the consultant contracted to conduct a comprehensive environmental and socio-economic impact assessment after the tailings dam failure at Sinometals in February last year, is today expected to present its findings to the public. The incident discharged acidic waste into the Kafue River ecosystem, raising concerns about pollution, public health, and livelihoods. The assessment evaluated the damage caused by the spill, including its impact on water quality, aquatic life, agriculture, and socio-economic well-being of affected communities. Zema Corporate Affairs Manager Ruth Kamwe is urging the public, especially affected communities, to attend the presentation, as the meeting will provide an opportunity for communities to better understand the findings of the assessment, ask questions, and contribute to discussions on possible mitigation measures and the way forward. Ms. Kamwe has told Phoenix News that Zema considers public participation a critical part of environmental management and accountability, and that the meeting will be held in Kitwe on the Copper Belt.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, is facilitating for the consultant Applied Science and Technology Associates to present their findings from the comprehensive assessments on the environment and social impact that they conducted following the incident that happened on the 18th of February 2025 at Sinometals Lead Zambia Limited. The public disclosure meeting will be held in Kitwe, so members of the general public, those that are affected and interested in this matter, are invited.
Lawyer Sakwiba Sikota has expressed outrage over the blocking of lawyers from accessing the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, premises during the questioning of Archbishop Alec Banda yesterday. Mr. Sikota says despite the generally peaceful conduct by police, he finds it shameful that some lawyers were denied entry. He has questioned the legal basis for police officers to choose which lawyers can be present during questioning, citing concerns about respect for the rule of law. Mr. Sikota adds that such discretion undermines constitutional guarantees, overshadowing any positive aspects of the police operation, and has called on authorities to respect constitutional rights, ensuring law enforcement actions remain lawful, fair, and credible. Yesterday, Mr. Sikota, Makhebe Zulu, and opposition Socialist Party leader Fred Membe were among the lawyers blocked from entering the DEC premises during the questioning of Archbishop Banda.
even lawyers are being stopped. That certainly goes against the rule of law. That goes against the rights of an individual, because the Constitution actually provides that somebody is supposed to have counsel of their choice. You can't have the police deciding which counsels are allowed and which are not allowed. That is certainly wrong. That is something which this government should be ashamed of. Their duty is not to stop lawyers from presenting a client. So that's a fail. So there's no way that one can say that they've done well. That tears away anything that would have been positive. That is totally makes the whole exercise a bad exercise.
The Foundation for Democratic Process, FODEP, has expressed concern over allegations that some political parties are planning to disrupt peaceful campaigns in the upcoming Chawama parliamentary and Kasama mayoral by-elections. According to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, there are plans by certain parties to deploy hostile cadres to disrupt campaigns in the two areas. And in an interview with Phoenix News, the FODEP executive director, Elijah Ruvuta, is appealing to political parties to respect the country's democracy and peace. Mr. Ruvuta has stressed that political party leaders must ensure their members preach peace and focus on issue-based campaigns in both Chawama and Kasama, stating that elections are a critical pillar of democracy and should not be disrupted by any individual or group. He has also urged the ECZ and the Zambia Police to ensure all stakeholders strictly observe the electoral code of conduct.
Concerns that are being expressed about violence, pronouncements or threats of violence by political parties, those are not welcome. I think we expect the law enforcement agencies and also the Electoral Commission to apply its responsibility in terms of enforcing the code of conduct, so that everyone observes the rules of peaceful campaign. And we urge the political parties to refrain from engaging in violence and advising their cadres to refrain from violence.
The opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, says despite being a relatively new party, it is ready to contest in this year's general elections. Party President Antonio Mwanza tells Phoenix News that the DPP is focusing on building coalitions and fielding candidates to present a united opposition. Mr. Mwanza believes a political alliance that sets aside personal ambitions can challenge the ruling party in the August polls. He states that the party's focus is on reasserting Zambian ownership and control of key sectors, including mining, agriculture, construction, banking and manufacturing, to create jobs and reduce poverty. Mr. Mwanza adds that the party is prioritizing issues affecting young people, women and those facing economic hardship, rather than relying on partisan numbers.
Based on the issues that we stand on as DPP, our strength is not the number of years the party has been established. Our strength is in the fact that we are very consistent in providing clear, credible, and practical solutions that are resonating with the masses. If the politicians in the opposition can agree and take away their personal ego, their personal pride, their personal ambition, it is possible to have an alliance that can actually give the UPND a run for their money. But you have to deal with the internal issues of not being selfish, not being self-centered, and not using other political parties and using other people for your own selfish interest to champion your own political agenda.
In global news, Delcy Rodriguez has been sworn in and as Venezuela's interim president in a parliamentary session that began with demands for the release from U.S. custody of ousted leader Nicolas Maduro. Rodriguez, 56, vice president since 2018, said she was pained by what she called the kidnapping of Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, who were seized by U.S. forces in an overnight raid on Saturday. In dramatic scenes inside a New York courtroom, 2 hours earlier, Maduro insisted he was still the president of Venezuela as he pleaded not guilty to 4 charges of drug trafficking and terrorism. We monitored the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
Thousands of supporters of Nicolas Maduro have rallied in the Venezuelan capital to demand he be returned from the United States. The Caracas March followed a ceremony in which Mr. Maduro's deputy, Delcy Rodriguez, was sworn in as acting president. At a court